The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours of Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth, debating, old perk, and whimsical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show. For the 17th of August, 2010, I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning in my loins, the baker, a cookie, the tailor, fine armors, the girl, mouse, chairs, and the reason we haven't mature on these morning at the top of the show is Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elgin?
Good.
Don't you mean hot as hell?
Well, that too, but I figured you'd say that.
Well, with any luck, today will be the last day of the heat wave.
I hope so.
Well, that's what they're saying on the weather report. They're saying today, well, the entire weekend was in the 90s. Today, mid-80s. And supposed to be down in the 70s for the foreseeable future.
That'd be fine.
No, I like mid-70s. Mid-70s is good for me. Oh, yeah, I just turned up my volume. Sorry about that. I had it turned down because I was doing some singing earlier during the weekend, so. Let me adjust my mic a little bit here. There we go. All right. So, patch tomorrow.
Rather than today, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, they were originally planning for today. Well, they held it back one day. That's fine. Gives people one more day to complete those druid ring quests, because after...
Well, no, they're hinting around that they don't have to run and use them.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to activate them fully for everyone, but if they want the stuff...
Yeah.
Yeah, if they want...
If they want the stuff, yeah, but they don't have to, you know, if they've got all the stuff they want and they still have tokens, they don't have to apparently go and use them. I might go get some more. I'm gonna have to check my bank, see if I still have any left, because I know I had a shitload.
I didn't do it at all. I checked out all the merchants. It was really wasn't anything that I wanted.
Well, I got some more teleportation pads just in case. You know, I'm sort of a little of a pack rat when it comes to some of this stuff.
Well, I figure it this way: you can only have four in the house.
But I
suppose if you have multiple houses. Well, actually, no, you can't if you have multiple houses, because you have to be the owner of the house to put down... No, you don't. Okay, but yeah, I suppose if you have alts with multiple houses, you can get them for them, too.
See? Or maybe you have a friend who wasn't around when they showed up, and you can drop off a set for them. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, those end tonight at midnight or something like that. That's the end of that.
No, I thought the druid rings are staying until the next update. They're not leaving.
I mean, half the guild was on last night going, I gotta finish the quest, it's ending tomorrow.
I know, but I think you have to check your sources again. I think that's, I mean, I remember seeing the tells, or the Twitters and stuff saying that they were wrong. They don't have to run and... You know,
oh.
they're sticking around for a little longer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Santini is saying that they're holding off until next game update. So, never mind. Moving on. That's the Jethro Silverwing for you, folks. Don't come to me looking for hard facts, because you ain't going to get it. They're supposed to be updating the user interface tomorrow. I did get a sneak peek at it at the fanfare, the NVIDIA thing, the NVIDIA booth.
Yeah.
Where you can watch the game in 3D, was on the test server, and they had the new UI on. And I got a sneak peek at it, and honestly, I like it. When it comes out, I may try using that instead of my own for a while.
Well, there you go. I haven't seen it yet.
Either way, mine's going to need some major upgrading before I'm going to be able to use it again. So I may be stuck using the default one, at least until the weekend.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll see how that goes. If you're hearing a little humming behind us in the background there, we both have our air conditioners on. Getting a little unbearable in the house in the last few days.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. We're just not... We're Washingtonians. We're not used to this friggin' heat.
And I'm a New Englander. I'm used to 20 below zero. You know what I mean. Bring on the 20 below zero. That's what I say.
You like it cold, but then you bitch when the snow's really thick.
Well, it's kind of, I like cold. I don't like dealing with it. So there.
Well, fine. Be that way.
So bring on the cold. I just don't want a shovel. Let the boy do it. Boy, get out there and shovel that snow.
But I want to play Warcraft.
Get out there and shovel the damn snow.
Speaking of Warcraft, he's been doing extra chores. He wants a sex change on one of his tunes. Don't ask me why.
He wants a sex change?
Yes, he wants to change one of his death knights to a female night elf.
I see.
He says there's some tactical advantage. I said, what, boobs? And he, no, mom.
Yeah, because they give them the ability to rip open their blouses and go, look at these! And all the mobs turn and look at their tits, and then you can backstab them as they're, you know, looking the other way.
Something.
And there you go. But yeah, we're not going to just do a run through the patch updates for tomorrow. I mean, I heard Sanadai and Bartleby.
They did a good job on it.
Yep. They covered the list there. So we're not going to do that. What we're going to talk about is your latest adventure here. A new video going to be released this week.
Well, it all starts with you. You have to do the song first.
The song's already done.
I know, but you had to do the song first. So it started with you, and then I picked it up from there.
But the entire idea, anyway, was to do the video first. I just had to create the song for it. But yeah, we're...
That's true.
We are doing a tribute to Noob the Naked Gnome.
Noob.
The Naked Gnome. Those nice little videos that Sony's been coming out with. I like them. They were a little corny at first.
It's Bertleby, not Bartleby.
Oh, sorry about that. Bertleby. I thought it was Bartleby. Sorry about that. But, they were a little corny at first, but now they're getting funny. You know, that one they showed at the fanfare with him interrupting the raid?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that came about as a conversation that Brass and I were having. If I remember correctly, I'm like, you know what would be really funny? If he just runs into the middle of a raid, everyone's looking around like, what the hell are you doing? And then he gets eaten by the dragon. I'm pretty sure that is a conversation we had.
It's either that you're psychic again and you were picking up on the vibes of somebody who had already created that.
Yeah, because I'm watching it at fanfare, I'm like, I thought of this one, that's great. But yeah, we met Noob, well, the actor playing Noob, at the fanfare. Very nice guy. What was his real name? Nick?
Nick.
Nick. great guy. Shook his hand on the way out to the plane. He was in the lobby.
I thought it was cute. He had a white suit on, and he had lipstick marks on his collar and one on his cheek. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't walk out of Vegas with some lipstick on you somewhere on your clothes and on you, you haven't had a good time then.
Yep, sounds like he got jumped by some gamer chicks.
No, not Nick. Nick.
No, just Nick. No, we're not going to talk about Leroy Jenkins. That was funny for like the first day it was out long time ago. Okay, so yeah, we have the video coming out sometime this week. We were kind of hoping to release it tonight, but something called sleep.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate having to stop in the middle of a creative flow of when I'm editing and matching up the music, the clips to the music.
I mean, we spent
most of...
And I have
to stop.
Yeah, I mean, we spent most of Sunday shooting footage. And then you needed to redo a few things yesterday.
Yeah, I just I write down all the things I think I'm going to need, and we go and get them all, and then I sit down for editing, and I realize that's not going to work. Same shot, but we got to do it differently. It's not working that way. So.
Well, yeah. So we got the shots done last night. We got one more. We're going to do. We're going to have a special guest as a cameo. For the end of the video, we're going to, she's going to meet with us tonight after the show, and we'll get that in there. Special cameo. But during our music break around 8 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and release the song. And we'll see if people like it.
I'm sure they will.
Noob.
I hope so.
Noob the Naked Gnome. Noob, the naked gnome, the gnomiest gnome you know. No.
I'm telling you, I'm having problems this time. My system is, like, taxed. I mean, I dumped a bunch of stuff off my system to give my drive more room, and I don't even have the main files. I have the main files on your little drive. I don't know if that's the problem or not, but...
I'm sure that's not helping. I mean, having to do it from a USB drive. Probably not helping a whole lot, you know.
Pulling the clips off of your hard drive, but I'm saving the main file to mine.
Yeah, but it's still, you're pulling it from an external drive, so it's going to slow things up a little bit.
Well, that's not the problem. I'm running out of memory.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, last night I was down the last three choruses of it, and it was like, I have to go to bed. I have to go to sleep. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent the next hour in bed trying to go to sleep while all these images are going through my head going, yeah, I need to do that, and I need to do that. Well, I can tell you right now, it's all edited. And now I go back and I do my little tweaking and my little other little special effects, or, you know, changing the lighting here or whatever, you know, touching up. And as I'm doing it, I'm going to have to go by frame, marking off the frame and then, you know, doing my little shit to it and then having it render it. And hopefully that will cut down on some of the memory issues going on. I don't know. We'll see. And I haven't even done the credits yet.
Well, I usually do the credits.
Yeah, I know, but just right now it's really, really touchy. So, I don't know. And you know what's funny is that for the amount of screen time that we used extra people for, we needed extra people for crowd scenes. The first group we used three times. The second group was really large and we used for like once.
Yeah, for like one scene.
One scene, one shot, not even more than a couple seconds worth of film. And I think we had like five or six people I got to add to the credits. That was from people from SoFire.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Is no problem. We haven't come up with a song to use for the credits.
Oh, I'll find something. I've got almost, you know, 170 EverQuest parodies I can pull from. I'll find something.
And I really don't want to try and do the credits as a separate file and then merge them together just because
I'm
afraid something's going to happen. So, yeah, we're going to have to get you a different chair down here because mine's not stable.
We'll see what we can do.
All right.
Now, this is, you know, what, for the last 2 months I've been doing the tutor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a totally different process because I've been doing the images first. You know, I think of the images, we get the shots, I put all the, I edit it to get the imagery on film, okay? And then I go and grab music to put to the video. Usually,
well,
right.
I mean, second thought.
Then I go back and I kind of tweak the scenes just a little to sync up with the music, just a little bit. But this case, when I do a music video, I've got the music I've already set, you know, that is there, and I'm getting pictures to match it. So it's like a reverse process.
Well, yeah, because the music video is about the music.
Right.
Your tutor videos are about the images.
About the images,
and
yeah.
And then the music is an afterthought.
Yeah, but the music ends up driving the videos on the tutor ones I've been doing.
So it's a completely different process when you're doing a music video.
Yeah, but it's still bottom line. The music ends up driving the video.
Mm.
But I've looked at my tutor stuff without any sound, and it seems to flow fine without any music. But when you throw that music in there, it's like, whoa. Sound effects and stuff. Like this last one we did, I was thinking, God, I really would love to do the special effects from Shaun of the Dead. And The transition effects where they zoom in and it's like boom, 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 you know? I really like that. So, you know, I'm talking to Jethro and I go, do you know how to do that? No. Well, let's go watch Shaun of the Dead. So we did. Slowed it down, watched, figured out exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think we captured it pretty good.
Yeah, your latest tutor video captured that really well. You did a good job at it.
Well, you helped. I forgot to put your credits in there for the sound effect.
Man, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
It's your video.
I know. Well, thankfully, I think this might be the last one or second to last one. I am not certain. I'm trying to get confirmation because I've got the storyline running through the whole thing, and I'd like to, you know, I need to time it so I finish it with the last one, and if this is the last one, then I need to finish the storyline. But if it's not, then, you know, I don't know, because next week we're being critiqued.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure what that's going to entail. So hopefully I'll have some confirmation here shortly, and I can decide what to do, because as soon as I get done with Gnome, I've got to do my lesson. Ooh. Ew.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know, what?
No, go ahead.
So that's what I've been up to since last week.
And I've just been playing a game and stuff. And I actually got the Miss More piano last night.
You finally did. Now, see, that's what's, you know, interesting is that last few weeks you have been running around doing stuff in game like hunting and searching, and you've been actually, you know.
I've been trying to clear up some quests and stuff. You know,
right.
You know what the really funny thing about the damn Mistmore thing is? I went ahead and I went out, I hunted the rares myself because I needed the goggles to go back into Mistmore so I can get the blue shinies. So I went ahead and I got the goggles, I went back into Mistmore, and the first candle that I picked up was the black candle, the really, really rare one.
That's unusual.
And, come to find out, you had already given me all the other candles.
I knew I did something good.
Yeah, so you had already given me all the other candles before, you know, like last year sometime.
Uh-huh.
So
you haven't used them?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd already put them in your
right,
stuff.
Right, I'd already examined them. So I'm like, damn, it's like, this quest is ready to be turned in. What the hell are you talking about? It's been so long since you gave me those candles, I completely forgot.
It was one of those cases where I'd run into you and go, here, and dump a bunch on you.
Mm-hmm.
May not have all of them, but here.
Yeah, the black one was the only one that I was missing, and that was the first one I picked up. So now I have the piano in my house. Unfortunately, it doesn't play music like the repaired one does.
Right.
Oh, well.
Where'd Lyra get that?
What?
A broken mechanical pen, it gives a quest. Where the hell did she get that from?
Offers the quest, the broken pen.
All right.
I don't know.
I know I'm not saying it right. We're still going to say Lyra until we... Lyra?
Lyra.
Lara. All right, Lara, spare the beans. Where did you get a broken mechanical pen?
From a broken mechanical pen merchant.
Offers the quest, the broken pen. Don't make me go to Wiki and look this up.
Offers the quest, the broken pen.
It's from an HQ. Well, fine. That's not telling me anything, Lara.
Oh, that's for the Trails of the Past.
Trails of the Past?
Yeah, that one does the where you have to go get the shiny metallic robes and lower guck.
Oh.
That's one of the heritage quests.
Yeah, that's one I've got already. Let's see, where am I at?
I have to go to Lower Guck and get the shining metallic robes on that one.
I already got the shiny metallic robes. I need to go to Runny Eye.
Oh, know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go slaying Dreadwake. You had me go ahead and spawn Dreadwake for the...
Yeah, well, you had to go skinny dipping with a shark.
Mm-hmm. So you decided to do Dreadwake. But now that he's not epic, I can probably kill him by myself. Matter of fact, I did. I almost did yesterday, but you're telling me, escape, escape, escape. Why? I want to kill him. But, oh well.
You were mentored down.
Weren't
you?
Nope.
No, you weren't. I forgot. I thought you were mentored down. That's why I said escape. Didn't want you dying in water.
I wasn't going to die, though.
I
had him to like 7%. You told me to escape out.
Oh, I wasn't, you know, I... Sorry. Go kill him then. I know he killed us a few times when we were, you know.
Well, back then he was epic, yeah. They changed him, now he's heroic.
He still munches butt, you know. Cool. And you haven't seen what I've done so far.
Nope, I have not seen your results
so far. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, I know I will. You always do a good job. There's some
really good shots that... and I know it drives you crazy... When I come to you and go, hon, we gotta go redo this. I know you just absolutely hate me when I say that.
Well, it never seems to fail. You always tell me that we need to redo something just as I'm getting into something.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm gonna go in here and do this. Hon, we need to go shoot this thing. Oh, god damn it. Why, I'm gonna be really, really happy when you get done with this tutor stuff.
I know.
Like, hey, I want to sit down and watch a movie. Hon, we need to go set up so I can do this. Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's been an adventure in itself. Everybody thinks I've gone bananas or evil or...
Well, you are.
You have.
Twitchy. Little men in white coat level, you know. Oh, that reminds me.
Yes.
You're going to have to tell me something that will make me laugh evilly. Deeply evilly. Like you did the other day down here, but I couldn't keep the sound wasn't worth keeping because the boy's screaming in the background, you're talking, so it wasn't worth it. But I need to catch my laugh like that.
Hmm.
And I can't just do it. I need to be motivated.
Well, we can see it.
So you have to come up with something sinister and evil to tell me that will make me laugh like that. You know,
Oh, Dreadwake.
Imagine kitties eating clowns. No, that don't quite do it for me, Zuka.
Hooray, Jethel has slain Dreadwake. And did you know that he goes belly up when you slay him?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound evil to me. Kitties eating clowns. No.
Okay, well, Dreadwake is dead.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
Nope. Imagining the boy... Krellick. Now, imagining the boy moving out of the house does not induce evil laughter. Owlbear's eating my face off does not induce evil laughter. No, clowns eating kitties, no. Pandas riding raptors, no. We're talking evil laughter. We're talking mechanical. Mechanical?
Maniacal. What's the other?
Maniacal. Why do I always say mechanical? Maniacal laughter. No, not even what we can do after the boy's out of the house and we're by ourselves. No, nope, this does not do it. I gotta get built up to this, you know? I have to get in the mood. Maybe I'll listen to some Midnight Syndicate first to sort of get me in the mood.
Possibly. Okay. Well, let's see. What else is there to talk about here?
Saya's Hammer opens soon. We got to meet Saya, too.
Yeah, we met Saya and Tomias at the fanfare. Tomias much shorter in real life than he is in-game. Have you met Tomias in-game?
I think so.
Let's just say you'd be able to do certain things to him without kneeling down. Gigantic
kitty. He's a tall
kitty.
He's a big kitty.
Gigantic.
Yep.
Yep, and we get to meet Alusha,
mm-hmm.
who now has an alt in the Legion of Kithacorp.
Yep. Which means I need to make bags and stuff.
Bags.
So now that you've got your Mistmore piano, what's next on your list?
I don't know. I need to finish Epic Repercussions, and so do you. We're both on the same part now.
Oh, we both need Dragon's Blood?
Yep. Well, I gave up my... my slot on the raid for you. And then, well, it kind of didn't work out too well. Which is, you know, no fault of, you know, anyone's, I don't think. Just,
it's a bad fight.
Oh, yeah. It's a miserable fight. Matter of fact, we didn't finish up the fight that we were in before. I mean, the giant, mechanical eye type thing in the research halls, we couldn't take him. We tried and tried and tried, and we just, fuck it.
Research halls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've been there or not. I think probably if you know.
I'm speaking of Alusha's ult, she just logged in. So.
Did it.
Man, we've only been talking for half an hour, and I'm already out of stuff to talk about.
Oh.
Well, you know, I still haven't gotten my CPAP back, and my energy's not quite worried. I mean, yesterday, I was just wiped.
It's okay. I overslept this morning.
Yes, you did. I mean...
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
I was hearing your radio going off, but, you know, every time I shake you and go, "Hon, you're oversleeping," you always say the same thing. I'm not going in today. So I didn't bother.
Did not.
Every time you're like, "Hun," you know, and you're not getting up, you're like, "Oh, I'm not going in today. Just give me the phone."
I did not.
So the one time that I don't bother trying to wake you up, you're an hour and a half late from work. Or an hour and a half late getting ready for work, I should say.
Yeah, I was still on time.
Hey, Fallen just logged in.
Well, you can always, you know, preview the song. We can talk about it.
Okay, yeah, we can do that, I suppose. Let me go ahead and set it up.
Oh, I've got it. You know, I got to put my... Oh, I have my swords on. That was another thing I reminded... I did not screw up on this time. It's the friggin' lighting situation. See, I don't know why, but my personal... Even with the swords off, my personal torch is... reddish color. There's still something on me that's giving off a red hue.
Hmm.
Oh, and speaking of red.
Red.
You were showing me that outfit you got.
Oh, yeah. The new citizens' outfits.
Yeah, I like them, but, you know, and I was looking at all the other clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing I see that's lacking is there's really no good red and black outfits in there.
So, people from Sony, if you're listening in, we need red and black outfits. There are really no red outfits.
Blood red outfits, black highlights, and there's a reason for this.
Why is there a reason for that?
Well, because blood doesn't show on red clothes.
Oh, I see.
And what were you seeing in the...
Oh yeah, Chromie just linked that in the OGR channel. The Cloak of the Aura is brand new on the marketplace today, and it looks to me a little too much like a void item. Look at it, all void like.
I can't get the link for some reason.
Yeah, that's not working. Let me just bring up the market.
Not working. Yeah, I know.
Just bring up the marketplace or the welcome.
I'm looking. Equipment.
It just looks a little too void-like. But it's supposed to be a nighttime. It's supposed to be the Aurora Borealis. I guess the.
Is it under equipment?
It should be. Yeah. Cloak of the Aura.
I'm scrolling. Mermaid scale cloak.
No, don't.
Bunch of crates. Up. Cloak of Woven Nature. Cloak of the Aurora. Let's see what this looks like. You know? That's kind of pretty.
Yeah, it just looks just a little too void-like, though. I'm tired of the void.
No.
You know, that's exactly why Smedley goofed with us at Fanfare. Here to announce...
Oh, for void?
Here to announce our brand new expansion, and they bring up a friggin' box cover of Return of the Void.
It's like, no!
Oh, I gotta hit a mender. You killed me a lot during this filming. I'm down to 40%.
Oh my god. Yeah, he had to die a lot. It was like, go mentor, you're dying. Okay.
You wanted the noob to die.
That's the problem with the noob. He dies a lot, so...
Are you noob enough? You know, the saying is actually, are you gnome enough? But I think, are you noob enough?
Sounds better to me.
I thought it was, are you noob enough?
No, it's, are you gnome enough?
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I believe it is.
Uh-uh.
I will check this out right now. I'm pretty
sure. Get you a shoulder rub. It's, are you noob enough?
Let's see here. Sony.
Go to the end of one of the videos.
Oh, I'm looking for it.
Oh. Willing to bet money. $5. See, Chatterall is what? It's, are you gnome enough? Are you serious?
Let's see.
Angela Correa is saying, "Is are you gnome enough?" But I thought it was noob enough.
Noob enough sounds better to me. Yeah, but I'm looking at the end of it here. It says, "Are you gnome enough?"
Are you gnome enough for a 14-day noob trial?
Mm.
Oh, that's another thing. The EQ2 extension servers that's coming up.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? I don't understand why a lot of people are so down on it. I mean, my understanding is just that you can play for free on this server up to a certain point, and then if you want to pay for the extra content, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And it's different prices than the rest of us, but you know, we've been around longer, so I just don't get it. I just like, meow.
Yeah. Well, everyone's taking the. Everyone's taking the stance, well, they're playing for free. We can't play for free. Yeah, but you're only allowed like four classes, two races, or three races, something like that. And you're exceedingly limited. It is basically a trial. You know, it's...
Yeah, you got one in Free Realms. And I mean, a lot of those games out there have a, you know, play us for free for, you know... But if you want the extra content, you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I like it well enough, maybe I will.
Maybe I will pay. The question is,
let's say a person starts on that new server.
Can they transfer over?
They play for a while, and then they, you know, kind of max out. And they say, hey, you know, I really like this game. I'd like to, you know, can they transfer the character they started with to another server? I heard that they couldn't.
I know you can't transfer characters over to the server. I'm not sure about transferring back. No, I don't think so. Now, Zale on the Unrest server is saying that no transfers.
True, saying no too.
Okay,
well,
so no.
at least they'll have an account and they could start on another server.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people might not like that, especially if they get a character. But if you think about it, getting a character up to level 40 now is what? We did that, what, in a few days?
No, we did that in one day.
We did that in one day?
Yep.
1 to 40?
We did that in one day.
Yeah, so whoop-de-doo. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can copy your character over, but you can't transfer.
Copy their character over to a regular server?
No. You can do like, you know, like if they have the test copy. You're going to be able to do a expanded copy or whatever the hell it is.
So let's say you have a friend come in and they want to try it for a while.
Right, you can go.
You
play
could actually
them.
Copy yourself over there to kind of show them the ropes, and then when they really want to join you in the real game,
then they have to start all over. Yeah,
that's not a big deal, really.
Yeah,
I just don't see why everybody's up in arms over it.
Yeah,
I mean,
whatever. No, everyone does the same thing. Oh, Sony's just after our money. I got news for you. They're a business. Without our money, we don't have a fucking game. I'm sorry. I have to defend it that way.
Well, that's why we have
the marketplace.
Okay, back up. Let's see what the channel... People are... They're saying in the channel, Biofield is saying from... people are worried that the EQ2 was extended.
Mm-hmm.
Will drive development, not subscriptions. It will eventually cause the demise of EQ2 Live. And it's the slippery slope to RMT. RMT?
Real money transfers.
Well, we already have
real money
transfers.
I know. Anyway. But you know what? No matter what they do, no matter what they come up with, people are going to be naysayers about, oh my god, it's the end of EverQuest! Oh, we're never going to survive this! Yeah, they said that about the marketplace. Here it is, a year and a half later. Ooh, we're really decimated here!
Well, the thing with the marketplace is people don't want to see it like it was when Free Realms first started out. And I will say, in Free Realms, when it first started out, the microtransactions that you could do, you could buy gear that was better than what you could earn as rewards in-game.
And that's not right. And that's something that, on the council, we have made very, very clear to Sony.
Since that time, they have changed that. When I went back to Free Realms, figuring, well, you know, I've got a couple characters I like to get up, so I'll just go buy the weapons for them and be done mm-hmm. with it and just plow them through. Found out I couldn't buy those weapons anymore. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But,
you know, that's something that we made a very, very clear and very loud to Sony. Put all the appearance slot item stuff on there you want. Hell, I'll pay for some of it. I would love to get, you know, a kick-ass, you know, looking sword that I can put in my appearance slot item. I'll pay, you know, $5-$10 for it or something like that. But do not put real weapons on there. If I ever go into the marketplace and I see a bow that, you know, it's just like our mythical that I can pick up for $50, I'm going to be pissed, and I'm going to voice that. And I told them that. The minute you guys start doing that, I'm changing my opinion on the marketplace. I'm sorry. Because that's crossing a line. But they're not going to, you know, they've told us, not going to do it. So.
And as long as they keep continuing adding good content
mm-hmm.
for players to quest for or craft, in game, you know, as long as they do a balance and they don't get all one-sided. I've seen some games all one-sided where all the neatest, coolest animated items are always something you have to buy. Let's see, what can I think of what games that do that? Zynga?
I want to answer Zerhill here. Say, we're paying $15 to $30 a month for a prescription. Do we really want to pay a penny for gear, fluff, or not? Then don't. Don't do it. No one's forcing you to. It's not like they're saying, hey, if you don't buy this thing from the marketplace, you'll never make level 90. No, they're not saying that. Just don't do it. Hey, where'd you get that nice thing for your house? Bought it on the marketplace. Eh, I'm not going to buy that at the marketplace. Well, then you don't get it, do you? Sorry.
And then from the unrest, DeZero was okay with the marketplace, provided it only had things like name change, house items, and appearance gear, but don't like it having other potions and crap. Yeah, I don't believe in the potions.
Yeah, the potions are bordering on that line. But, you know, I have to admit, I made use of them when we were making that character up to level 40.
I bought potions off the marketplace?
Yep, I bought the experience potions to boost up the percentage. See, the guy that went from 1 to 80 in one day, he had 5 other level 90 characters.
Yeah, he had a lot more bonus.
He had a lot more bonus to work with. So, you know, I try to utilize what I could.
Truthlight
says, why? You get more than enough potions from your claim window?
I was going to say, you do. I've still got potions I have never used that I got from...
I threw them all out. I figured I'm max level. What the hell do I need them for?
Yeah, I probably need to toss mine because I'll never use them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them are trade skill ones that just, you know... Or level ones. Even when we end up having a new level cap, I never use them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need them.
Okay, anyway, let's go ahead and preview this, this new song. Just called Noob. Noob. Say it with me. Noob.
Noob.
Noob. So it's just called Noob. And we're going to play it, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the video and the song and stuff. So here we go. Preview of the new video. Preview of the new song for the music video, Noob!
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
Noob ran ahead without a torch in the dark, without a care, like skinny dipping with a shark. He's got the moves, and he's such a charmer, but for all he's got, he's lacking basic armor. He's Noob, he's Noob, he's in pain. He's Noob, he's Noob, he's Noob, got more guts and brains. Noob jumped right in, taunted orcs with his butt. Not afraid to show the dragons what he's got. Takes no prisoners, makes no deals. He jabs and kicks, but he's a bite-sized meal. He's Noob, he's Noob, he's not too bright. He's Noob, he's Noob, he's Noob, but he's alright. A girl below and fell in love. You don't have cliffs, love the wind in his hair. You got snapped by griffins flying in midair. He's Noob, he's Noob, he's quite a sight. He's Noob, he's Noob, he's Noob, getting rest at night. Is this Noob out of his head? I think so.
There's the Noob song. You there, hon?
Yes.
He's Noob.
Now, I know you. That's, you know, a remake of one of your other songs.
Oh, hell, that's the third remake I've done of Lump by Presidents of the United States of America. It started off in EQ1 as Troll. Then I changed it to Clump. And now it's Noob.
Noob.
I like the way it came out. I think it came out pretty well.
Well, I'm on Urson's, or
Krellix.
Krellix's Sky Skiff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
It's interesting. I don't think I'm going to use it. Just, it's very much a gnome thing.
Yeah. Well, he's got like a ramp that goes off in a, you know, living area with all his tinkered stuff going on over here, and all these tinkered guys running around. And I mean, I like the way he's got it decorated. It's cool. There isn't any below decks on this thing, I take it.
Nope. Nope. It's just the above deck. Now, I've heard
I found his bedroom.
I've heard some people say they're going to make Sky Skiff taverns.
And that would be fun.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. And when you jump off the skiff, you end up in a random zone. I jumped off of Krellix's skiff yesterday and ended up in Butcher Block.
Oh, he's got stuff built all over the place. It's kind of cool.
I'm going to go check it out. He probably expanded on it since I was up there.
Oh, it looks neat. I don't know if it's something I would want to
it's not.
I can see doing it as a tavern or, yeah, you know, I don't know.
It's definitely not Jethel.
But they're going to have other ones. Ooh, let's see, how far back can I get? Oh, wow.
Now, like I was saying last week, I think I said this last week, a boat. A boat on the water. Now, that would be something. I can see a lot of people wanting a boat. Especially if you can go below deck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Quarters below deck.
Yeah, I can see a lot of people wanting that. But the Sky Skiff, very much a gnome thing. Or if you're really big into tinkering. Oh yeah, he has done more to it since I was here last. He's blocking off his blades, the propellers. Don't know why.
Well, yeah,
fall into them.
I know, but it's just the idea. Trying to get up on the
thing.
The canopy. Trying.
No idea if you can do that or not.
Yes, I'm up here. Wow, cool. I'm climbing up the friggin' canopy. Oh, I love this.
Where are you on?
Holy crap, I'm up at the... Okay, you know the first two wings in the front?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm up at the top of one of them.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Lord. I'm way up here now. Right, I like this. I like the fact that they allowed you to be able to run all the way up to the friggin' top of this thing.
Oh, well, that's cool.
It took me a little bit. Now I'm going to jump and see how far I can go. Ah! Well, at least I didn't die.
No, I don't think you die when you fall off.
Now, I don't think I can get on the one in the back.
No, I don't think you're going to be able to get up there. Not unless he builds a ramp or something like that.
Well, I'm looking to see.
No, you know what I think might be kind of cool?
What?
Oh, to answer Clorny's thing.
Ah!
I'm not sure where they are in other cities, but in Kinos, they're in South Kinos, by the harbor gate, in between the two manors right there. It almost looks like a mailbox, but it has the skiff wings to it. Well, how did you get up there?
I'm being really tricky about this. I'm looking to see about getting up the back one. I just went up on one of the... Damn it! I lost it. I didn't dump off, but... It's fun. You want me to show you how... Oh, no, I'm stuck behind shit.
Don't worry about it. I'm good.
Yeah, but Krolik may have to come save me.
It's not to a slash house.
Oh, no, I found a way around. Cool. I'm going to try this again.
You know what might be interesting?
What?
So I don't think this thing has a ceiling. So what might be interesting... So what might be interesting is, can you build above the skiff? Put your own floor down and stuff? And, you know, as you know, once you put the foundation down, you can build your own damn house. I wonder if you can do that.
Too far. You're still talking about a lot of objects, too.
Yeah. You're still limited to, what, 600 objects here?
Yes. Same as a five-room house. Okay, we're going to try this again. I'm still trying to get up on the back part.
Mm-hmm.
I see a place for me to do it. It's just I got to try and get over there. There's one bar that looks like it's angled enough that it'll get me up to it. It's just getting over to it.
Well, yeah, like I was saying, it's it's neat. Don't get me wrong, Sony people. It's very nice, and we're all grateful and appreciative. Not Elven, though. Know what I mean?
No, it's good for a gnome.
Oh, yeah, very good for a gnome. But, yeah, take my advice, Sony people, if you're listening in, boats. People would love to have a boat.
They would love to have a boat.
Okay, now I got to be careful because I'm hanging off the side of the boat now.
Hanging off the side of the boat. Boat. Someone just mentioned a tree. A giant tree. I don't know about a giant tree. I mean, you already have Caliban.
Yeah.
Lara's Keebler Sweatshop.
And she's made it up on this one thin little rail at the back of the friggin' ship. And I'm heading for the top. And we'll just see if the angle's right. If not, I will be zoning out shortly.
Yeah. And like Penmouse from the Everfrost server just mentioned, I've been saying this for a couple of years now. The haunted house from
Eloping Plains.
Sunborn. The Sunborn haunted house that they used in the Night of the Dead ceremonies. I would love to have that as a house and like have a yard, a little yard around it. That would be awesome.
I was able to get on the back part of Urson's ship, the covering in the back. I'm up on top now, yes.
How's the
view? I'm not on the higher peak above me, but I'm on the very end of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needs to put a teleport up here. This is pretty wicked. Yep. Wow, that's a long ways down. I can actually see the exhaust coming out of the back of the ship from up here. If I turn the angle right. I'm in third person, too.
Well, you know, if you come out to the area he's built here, you can actually look under the ship and see the fan blades. So it is the exact ship. Actually, I think it's a little bit bigger than the ship.
I think this is bigger than the ones that go to Sinking Sand.
I'm pretty sure they just scaled it up because they wanted it to have the same square footage as the five-room house.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, you could probably actually build something up here. I don't know what, but...
Well, like I said, if you could... If it's possible to move, like, giant platforms up there, you know, like some of the golden rug of the beloved, or whatever it's called. That thing is pretty damn big.
I'm pretty sure you probably could.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, build a foundation and build your own thing above the skiff. I think that'd be kind of cool, and you know, using the grassy patches and the grass squares and stuff like that, you can build your own friggin' estate up there. You know, providing you don't run out of room, space. That is, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what you could do up there. Maybe put a sauna up there or a pool, or I don't know. It's just the fact that you could get up there.
Krellick's Gnomish Love Pool.
That was interesting getting up there. That took a little bit of a you know. I'm not very good at these jump games. That's why I don't play a lot of stuff in the PS3, because I'm not a Mario person. But I can kind of... I do like getting up in high places and stuff here in-game if I can.
Mm. When you can. I mean, they don't
I can.
They don't let you a whole lot.
No. I mean, I used to find all sorts of holes in the cute one. So that's pretty cool. Well, mm-hmm. What's... Oh, that's the exit. Oh, he's got a thing in here. It looks like the ship and the exit. Yep.
Where's that now?
This is neat. Oh, it's the same thing you use to get in here. The ship thingy over here. This right there is your door.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing you use to enter it with. It's
gotcha.
Kinda...
Alrighty. But yeah, he's doing a good job decorating up here. Looking good. And then, of course, he has the guild door right next to that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got some panels up here, and he's got some separated areas, like, you know, his bedroom's over here and stuff.
Yep, just found the bedroom.
It's kind of neat. I like it.
Whips! Chains!
But, you know, when you go down at first-person perspective running through this, it's a huge, huge ship.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people haven't got a lot of their fanfare stuff yet.
I don't think we have.
Okay. I haven't even looked.
Clay. Yes, I got my skiff.
All right, we'll see if I do. It's not like I'm going to...
If I got mine, you should have gotten yours.
Yep, I have my skiff.
Yay, skiff.
But I don't know when I'll redeem it.
Now, the question I have for Krellick, and he can answer this for us, is when you do this, are you being told that... Oh, yeah, there is a moving crate right there. Okay.
Yeah, this becomes your residence. You can only have one residence.
Okay, well, I definitely don't want to do that with Jethel, then, because I just finished my freaking house.
See, now, I want to kind of move to Hallis, but...
For you, that means weeks of decorating.
I know, it'll keep me busy in-game.
You have so much crap.
I know. It's not...
Now, what I would recommend for you is have one of your alts move to Hollis. Because, you know, you got the free house.
It'll always be there. I can always be back if I want.
Oh, yeah, but why pay for it if you got a free one?
It's called choice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll like it better. I mean, I'm, you know... See, that's why I think you keep trying to talk me out of it.
Free.
So I wonder what other housing things they're going to come up with like this. I'm curious. They said this is the beginning.
Well, like I said, boat. That's my vote. I vote for boat. Matter of fact, I think we're going to start a whole vote for boat campaign. We'll do it through kithacore.org.
Yeah.
We vote for boat. I wonder if they would do that.
Boat with water.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do me a favor and group with me. I want to check something.
All right, fine.
Invite. There we go. Now, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah.
Now, come to the guild hall. He has a thing here.
Ah, I was trying to climb up again. Whee! Yeah. Okay, go to the guild hall. I'm going to the guild hall.
Going to the guild hall.
A place of great honor.
I got to meet the book lord goddess at Fanfare.
Oh, you did?
She's got a website I've got to go check out. She's got a thing on her website where I can take my house list, everything that's in my house, mm-hmm. and run it through this little thing she's got. haven't checked it out yet, but it should tell me, you know, it should mark off all what I've got and what I'm missing.
Oh, neat.
Compared to her list, and I need to do that. She also told me that there's some books that are just not going to ever drop again, and so I just might as well just forget about ever trying for those. But I should go back to Kazik Thule and try for the rest that I'm missing from there. They should drop. Because I'm only missing a few from Vassoons, and those aren't going to drop anymore. And from Runny Eye, I believe. She's got them on her website, and I'm going to have to look it up. So where am I going? Deeper into the guild hall? Where you want me?
Yeah, let's come over to the dock.
To the dock.
Well, my dock.
Your dock. I like that little boat. Now, you guys made that, didn't you?
I made that, yeah.
I like it.
Okay, now let's see if you get dragged with me.
Well, where are you going? Yeah, you're taking me with you. Why? How did you do that?
How did I do what?
How did you take me with you?
It's a group instance. I still have the Fang Sea.
Oh, frig. Well, of course you're going to take me in there. But this,
Duffy?
It starts a, as soon as you talk to the captain, it starts a thing.
Yeah, I know. We're not going to do it, though. I just was just saying, you know, this would be great if we can go, like, below deck and stuff, and we can decorate this, the ship. Of course, you'd have to make it a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger ship.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to get in and out of the water would be nice.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, I like the waves out here. This is neat.
Mm-hmm.
I like the waves. They're pretty. Yeah, be able to get up somewhere so you can, you know, kick back and watch the waves. I'm going to get up. No, is it going to let me go? I'm trying to get up to the top of the ship. No, they've got a barrier around the ship so you can't jump off.
Aw.
I can't go swimming! I want to go swimming! But what happens if they had an instance that was a forest and it had a pool and a waterfall?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know? That might be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But how would they put a barrier on that? Maybe an island? There you go, an island. Small island.
I can't see them giving us an entire island.
An island as big as that skiff? That's possible.
Yeah, I suppose.
But the waves out here, I've always liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got a barrier, like, so close, I can't even go third person out further.
Yeah. So you know what? We're going to do that. On Kithagore.org this week, probably tomorrow, I will put up a thing for people to, vote yes or no and stuff like that. We'll do vote for the boat, and then we'll have the people at Sony look at it.
I don't think any of the boats in EverQuest have a downstairs, do they?
Not an EQ2. An EQ1 they did. But I don't think it would be too hard for them to, you know, this door right here I'm standing in front of, have it able to be opened. You know, I think
maybe there's nothing down below. They've never made anything down below.
Well, I'm sure the structure is there. They probably just don't have the interior textures done.
Don't know. Oh, Lord. If anybody ever got seasick, they wouldn't want this.
What?
Well, because the waves do get kind of, you know, if you sit here and watch it long enough, you do feel like you're moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Oh.
Not for those.
Lyra wants a Frostfell Wonderland.
Of course she does.
A little island with some few trees, a pond, a waterfall, room enough to, you know, build a few things. I think that would work.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be easy to contain. You just put a barrier around the water. I mean, you can only swim out so far you know, and that would be it. Or you could, it would be a forced zone out, maybe. Maybe they could do that. I don't know.
That'd be cool. Okay, I'm pretty sure you're gonna have to just escape to leave, so let's see.
And you're taking me with you.
Yep, thundering steps.
How interesting. You know, I think I did one of the boat ones. The one to Enchanted Land, but I never did the one to
Everfrost. Well, there was also one to Zek.
No, to Zek. I don't think I did the one to... Maybe it was the one I did... I know I did one. I just don't remember which one. It was either Enchanted, the one to Enchanted Lands or the one to Zek.
Yeah, I deleted the one to Zek, but now you can't get it anymore, so... Now that they opened up the zones like that. Okay, well, I think we're going to go ahead and take a music.
Okay.
We're going to take a music break, folks.
It's about that time.
Don't start that, or you're going to remind me of that guy that I linked to you.
Hmm? What did, oh, God.
The
world's strongest redneck.
Oh, God, he's funny. What was his name?
I
forgot
him. I only saw that one movie you liked me.
I have to go to YouTube and just do... World's Strongest Redneck. He's starting to do these YouTube videos that are just...
They're funny.
Hilarious. I mean, he uses a lawnmower to clip his hedges with.
Lawnmower on a stick.
Stick. That was
that
funny.
That is funny.
The look in his eyes, it was what made it. I was watching it without any sound. I'm going, wow, his eyes really sell this, you know? He's like, oh, crazy redneck.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in like 15 minutes. We'll be back. And we have returned.
And that's a good thing.
Yes. So what have we learned this week, kiddies?
Nothing good.
Nothing.
It's not what we're here for. Well, why the hell you people think you're coming here to learn something? We learned that Jethel is a jerk.
You are?
Well, I'm a heartless bastard. I may as well be a jerk at the same time.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Completely heartless.
Really?
Yep.
If you say so.
I do.
Okay. It's good for you.
How do you think the cats got out? I threw them out. Get out of here, you stupid cats.
Uh-huh.
Mao,
still just hanging around out here.
Mao is so weird. Every once in a while, our long-haired cat, Mao, will just... I open the door, she'll just scoot out the door, get on the first step of the porch, and just lay there. She doesn't want to escape. She doesn't want to... She doesn't want to go chase little field mice or anything like that. She's like, oh, I'm outside now. Now I'm scared. Let me back in. She's freaking hilarious. Having little foot problems, though. Little feet problems with the kitty. She'll be fine. Just keep soaking it and put a little... peroxide on it and stuff like that. She'll be good.
I hope so.
Me too. So what else do we have to talk about this week? Anything? Anything at all? What are you looking forward for tomorrow? What are you looking forward to? Tomorrow's patch.
All the new, there's supposed to be a bunch of, crafting quests that might be fun to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of new items.
Looking for the new UI. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely going to have to check that one out. Shizuka says, slushies from Vegas. I don't think we're going to be able to craft slushies from Vegas.
Oh, those were great. Oh. What were those things after?
I don't remember. But I was just told something. I have a very special birthday. Let me get out the birthday trolls here. We have a very special birthday. Tomorrow is Lara's birthday. Here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That's right. Lara tomorrow will be turning 105.
Wow.
Didn't look like it at the fanfare, though.
I know. She doesn't look like a day over 95.
I know.
And thanks, Chet. She reminded me that was those. They had these slushies there in Vegas. This was really a good buy for your money, actually. They were called Evening Calls.
Those gigantic... things.
Yeah. Well, there was some that had, they were like bolos or something. They had ropes at the mouth of them that you threw around your neck so you could carry these long things.
Huh.
But you know, the one I got was a pretty tall glass of slushy banana, strawberry, rum mix. And, you know, for a buck extra, they'll throw an extra shot in. Well, that extra shot, I swear, is like three or something. So they upend the bottle and they bring it all the way up in the air and back down, and that's your shot, man. That's like, that's more than just a shot, because
nice.
I had one of those, and I was like, okay, I'm fine for a long time now. But you could refill the bottle. So one I got was $12 to start, and the refill was $8. Oh, or $9, depending if you wanted an extra shot in it.
God, you should have saw Santania. She finished off one of those, almost finished off one of those things.
Yeah, she got the bigger one.
Krellick and I, or Urson and I, had to almost carry her back to the room. You know, we were on either side of her, you know, holding her arms, because I'm sure if one of us would have let go, she would have gone crashing into the wall. She was gone.
Yeah, I agree. That was like half a bottle of booze in that for that buck shot. So, you know, if you're budgeting your money for booze down there, because you could easily spend $20 on a drink at the bar almost.
Mm-hmm.
Getting one of those evening calls was really, you know, worth it. And of course, I went and got me a bottle of Captain Morgan's just to throw in drinks that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I threw some into Zan's coffee one morning. Here, have a little bit. It was good.
Xanadi, of course, total alcoholic.
Oh, please. Like everybody is.
I'm not. I think I surprised everyone when I got to the table on the last night during the buffet with a glass of wine.
You had a glass of wine?
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I came back with your beer, a Coke for me, and yes, a glass of wine. You're like, you're drinking?
Drinking? Yeah. What?
I have a glass of wine every once in a while, and I felt like it.
You felt grapey and in a glass? You felt like wine?
Yes.
Really?
I felt squashed.
Ooh.
Trust me, after the weekend I had, I felt squashed. And fermented.
That's another thing I still got to do. I got to go through all the footage from from Fanfare and put together some sort of montage.
Mm.
That's another got-to-do list.
Yeah. We didn't get... Pardon me. We didn't get as many photos as we did last year. Last year we have an album of 84 photos. This year
that's
only
because
like
I got more video.
Yeah, you got video this year.
And I need to pull it loose and get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to put together some sort of montage. Don't know yet.
Yep.
Because I got pictures of Kiara. She's going to kill me.
Kiara
in her pixie stick... ecstasy moment.
Hey, pay attention. You have guys hitting on you on the docks here.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they just waved to you.
Well, he must have ran off. I never pay attention half the time.
Well, that's what makes a great show. We don't pay attention to it.
Huh?
We're just talking and... Look!
Howard, you go. You're running off.
Look, it's Dales! Wait a minute, I have to do it right. Dales! Dales! From the Vagabond Nights. Hello, Dales.
And he runs off.
Oh, I see how he is. Deos is the... that was a synchronized wave from us. Deos is the Vagabond Knights' chief video guy.
And he runs off. He just stares at us and runs off.
I see. I see how it is. You know, honestly, I'm not sure he speaks English.
We just waved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm honestly not sure Dale speaks English very well. I'm not sure.
He's jumping.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
Let's see if I can get him to talk. I've just got to pick one of Jethro's songs.
I guess he does. Does every time he...
He's working on a video right now.
Oh, that's why he asked me to back off the dock. He's working on something. I will get off the dock then. All right. I'm off the dock. Video away, Deos.
He wants me my butt off the well, I asked him what sort of video he's doing, see if we can get a plug. Yes.
Do you mean advertisement? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think English is his first language. But, we were getting interrupted like crazy.
What?
By deer.
Well, it's...
During that one scene we were doing Greater Faedark, underneath Kelothan. Just, okay, ready? We got it perfect now. Wait, deer!
I know.
God damn, deer!
I still had a deer run through your res, but that's okay. It adds to the flavor of it.
Well, it's kind of like during Dark Elf Girl, that pig kept going by. Sir Oinky, whatever the hell his name is.
Sir Oink, I think.
God.
Well, I'm asking you, you know, what sort of video he's doing. Tell him we're doing the show.
You talk while I type. I can't talk and type at the same time.
I see how you are. I'm running out of steam here. Okay, and someone just flying tackled me. Someone named Darius. I don't know who Darius is. Oh, he's right there in front of me. Hello, Darius. I don't know why he gave me a flying tackle, but...
He's boxing two characters for his video.
Ah.
I can see where that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Get out
okay,
of my
yes,
seat.
Please. Well... Where can people find... your videos?
They're on YouTube. I'm not sure what the username is.
And what are you working on right now?
There. If I say what I'm typing, then I can tell everybody can hear what I'm doing. How's that? Now I'm waiting for a response.
Now she's waiting for a response.
Yeah, I know he's on YouTube, but...
Yes.
He's at YouTube.com Vagabond PROEQ2. That's all one word. If you want to see Deos's videos,
yeah, he's got a couple up there.
I'll repeat that and I'll retype it in the channel to the OGR channel. It would be at YouTube.com/ Vagabond. P-R-O-E-Q-2. If you want to check out them. And he is currently working on a comedy western.
A comedy western?
The Good, the Bad, and the Fury. Or would that be furry?
Nice.
So you can always look him up on YouTube and subscribe to his videos, too. It'll be fun to see. He does some cute ones.
And, of course, if anyone has a desire to go to a wonderful tavern, Saya's Hammer is now open in Nettleville off of South Kinos. I might head over there myself.
Well, I know as soon as we get off here, I'm going back to editing because, you know, it's like...
Editing.
That's the worst part of doing the video is, you know, I've... Editing. It all looks really good right now, and I know what I have to do to finish polishing it off, and it's like, I'm so close. I want to get it done. At least it's all out of my head now. Mm-hmm. When it's in my head and not on the bar, it's like, oh, I can't sleep. I have a hard time sleeping, which is probably why I was late getting up this morning.
Oh, Darius is Angela Coria. All right.
And just for anybody that wants to know, I'm still not smoking. I'm still vaping.
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 Sounds dirty.
It's worked. I don't smoke.
I've noticed. Never appreciated.
Were you going to do that tonight? I just announced your YouTube site and channel at GUK.OGR and said it on the air, which will be saved
God.
For later listening in our podcasts.
Podcasts.
I believe I actually have him linked over to the group.
I think I have him on my YouTube. If not, I will jump over there right now to make sure I know I've got one of Vagabonds, you know, in my subscriptions on YouTube.
But I encourage anyone who likes to role play and stuff like that, head on over to Saya's Hammer. That's at the Inn at Nettleville under Saya's Hammer.
Let's see. Do I have his subscriptions?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I do. He's under my subscriptions.
Hooray.
He says, oh my God. OMG, of course. Oh my God. Thank you. So, yeah. Or you can always find me on YouTube and look at my subscriptions, and there's a link on mine, too. Whichever works. Let's check my videos and see what they're up to. Yeah, how come when you wrote your thingy on my latest tutorial thingy, you didn't give it a thumbs up or nothing?
What? I gave you I shared your damn video. What more do you want from me?
Oh, well, you know, a rating would be nice.
Okay, I rate it X.
Alpha. Do, do, do. So, I'm up to... How many videos? I've got 21 videos loaded.
Mm-hmm.
So the gnome will be 22, and then the tutor will be 23. I'm getting quite a collection of videos I've made. That's interesting. You know, eventually when the tutor is over, I'm going to move all those down to my bottom of my list, and then all the EQ stuff will be up on top again. What was Trista leery about? What did I tell her about? Oh, vaping. Oh, Trista's starting to vape. Good deal.
Very good.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of work. I mean, it's not like grabbing a pack at the store and smoking it. I mean, you know, it's a different thing, but it will cure your cravings and you will not want a cigarette. I mean, right now I've got Waffle going.
tastes like a waffle. I mean, I get my nicotine and I'm happy, and then I get this.
Nothing. That's just
this thing
weird.
Tastes like a waffle.
That's just weird.
Why?
It's just weird.
Did it taste like a waffle?
Yes.
Well, it tastes better than a cigarette.
Well, I suppose so.
And the, you know, I don't even like the electronic cigarette juice that tastes like cigarettes anymore. No, this tastes like a waffle with butter and maple on it. I swear to God.
Okay, then.
I swear to God, I've heard you. I know you guys heard me talk about the tiramisu. And it tastes like tiramisu. And then I can mix it with blueberry, and then it tastes like a blueberry waffle. But yeah, I'm happy. I am so. I'm glad it worked. Really.
Yeah, we had a couple of weeks.
Now
there
I'm making
with you
people.
Being- had a couple of weeks there with you being really testy, but...
Well, it was, you know, it wasn't just, you know, I had my nicotine. It was all the other crap in the cigarettes that I was, you know, detoxifying myself from. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, which is really kind of interesting because I didn't use pre-made cigarettes. I was making my own, and I was using American Spirit, which is... It's about as natural tobacco you can get. I mean, it's just tobacco, really. But there's other stuff in tobacco when you burn it that, you know.
Right.
I just got a tell from, well, I'm not going to say their name just in case because it's a tell. It says, only guys tasted like those. Sigh and grin. So if guys tasted like vapes, yeah, I'd probably be doing that a lot. So, hon, can
okay.
I pour this stuff on you? smear you with waffle and butter and syrup and never mind. We're going to go off the deep end here in a minute.
Is that Mario's talking behind you?
Yeah, I know. Mario, what? Hey, let me get the mic up here. So, like, do you have anything to say? Really? Is that it? Oh, really? Is that, like, can I quote you on that? Yes. Okay, yeah. And what about Scooby? No comment about Scooby. I'm surprised. Oh, okay, you do like that. All right. Well, there you go, right there from the cat's mouth.
Okay, then.
Hey, will you have fun with the dog? I mean, the dog doesn't even bark. He just sits there looking mournful, and his eyes are going rolling over the place, and Jethel starts doing the dog talk.
Hey, it makes the dog... You're not going to finish that, are you?
Yes, I am, Harry.
And,
go away.
Kettle, it looks awful good.
No, it's mine.
I guess I'll just sit over here and starve to death slowly.
Yeah, right.
I do voices for all the pets. It's it can make for interesting times, you know, bored watching TV.
It's like climbing into bed and then hearing the dwarf and cheese that are in there, too, you know. It's like, oh, my God. Dwarf, what are you doing in bed?
Hey, that's my tail.
Oh, my God, cheese it. Well, don't put it there. Put it someplace else.
if nothing else, living with me is not boring.
We amuse ourselves. We do, we do. And we're going dead again.
Okay, I'm actually getting a little wiped out.
I know. Mizuki, maybe we should call it early.
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
You could just throw some music on for everybody.
Yeah, we'll throw some music on. And I'm just getting a little wiped out. Once I get my CPAP back, I'm sure she'll have more energy and stuff.
Here, I have a special guest here.
Okay.
I don't know what he's going to do.
Hello, people. You know... I have a hard time living with these two.
You don't.
Eric.
That's it.
No, it's true.
No,
it's true.
Nora mic time.
Nora mic time for the boy. Okay.
Now I'm being hugged to death.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
All right, folks. We're going to cut it early here. getting a little wiped out. You got any shout-outs, Sarah Oakman?
Just to everybody I know, and hugs to all of you.
Yay! For me, you know, everyone in the Legion of Kithacor, of course. Nikki, and all the guys at the Maiden's Fancy. Maiden's Fancy, Thursday night, T2 Guild Hall in Freeport, North Freeport. Come on by, have a good time. Adults only, please. And I think that's about it for me tonight. I'm just losing it now. So, losing the energy. So, here we go with my world-famous ending.
Well, that's it. You wasted another night tuned into the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesehead Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Jethel Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.